You're listening to The Marne Report.
Hi, Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield. Kelsey here, back with another edition of the Marne Report podcast. Today, I'm joined by our special guest, Major Jake Vogel, who is the Operations Officer with the Directorate of Emergency Services. Today, we are going to talk all about recent gate changes and construction related to force protection. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm good. So this is your first time on a podcast with us. Could you maybe introduce yourself and tell a little more about your role?
Hi, I'm Major Jake Vogel. I'm the Operations Officer for the Directorate of Emergency Services for Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield. This is actually my second time at Fort Stewart. I was here from 2021 to 23 in 188th Infantry Brigade. So this is my first time being on post doing emergency services things. And I've been here about 6 months, just came from Poland with 5th Corps.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Welcome back, I guess, to Fort Stewart. So there have been a lot of diversions to roadways on the installation recently. What exactly is happening for those who don't know?
All right. So in December, we had our holiday season. Our gates are manned by Department of the Army security guards, as well as soldiers that we borrow from 3rd Infantry Division. We call them borrowed military manpower soldiers. Both of those entities help us run the gates. They do this professionally, and they help us keep safe and also keep traffic moving. So one of the things we did for them in December is we gave them 3 weeks of opportunity to take leave. And that will help them to serve you better by making sure we have a well-rested, well-balanced guard force. And then in our more recent turn of events, we have AVB, which is the active vehicle barrier construction. This active vehicle barrier is a safety enhancement for when we have threats that run through the gate. We are able to pop up these barriers to stop that threat from getting to our families and facilities on Fort Stewart. It helps keep everybody safe. But that does require some construction. As you've seen over the past several months, they've worked on East and West Boltman. Now they're shifting over to Gulick/Hero Avenue, right as you come in through Gate 1. And that project is essential to our security, but it is quite inconvenient right now, and we understand that. So you'll see some traffic delays just based on that construction, and we know that this is going to put a burden on the public to not only get on post, but also off post, just because of how critical this intersection is to our traffic in and out of post.
You guys know it's a challenge. What exactly is DES doing to help alleviate that traffic flow outside of Gate 1?
So one of the things that we're doing is traffic control points during peak hours. What that looks like is an MP or a police officer out in the intersection directing traffic. And that helps us optimize the traffic flow because right now the lights are not timed properly for the traffic change. What we're working on is we're going to adjust those light timings so that it matches the traffic pattern and it helps an efficient flow. But right now we need some human intervention out there to help keep everybody moving safely and efficiently through post. And the other thing that we're doing, we recently reopened Gate 2 to help alleviate construction on this project. It is a good detour to go to the division headquarters, as well as alleviate some traffic off of Gate 1. That will just be open for the duration of this construction project. And it will be open 05 to 10, and then 1600 to 1800 hours in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. And that should help personnel avoid some of the backups that might happen at Gate 1 during peak hours.
Is there a timeline for when all of this might be wrapping up?
So the construction contractor just started today on the Gulick/Hero portion of the project. We're anticipating the first or second week of March for completion, but we don't have a firm date yet.
That always might change. Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of frustration surrounding their gates and their hours. What would you like people to know about the ongoing challenges?
So the key to all these challenges is patience. We have some challenges with the workforce as we're unable to hire a sufficient number of guards at this time, unfortunately, due to some things that are going on. So that is what's driving a lot of our reductions in service at the gates. This is not necessarily something that we can avoid, but we're trying to meet the public's demand as well as make sure that our guard force has the ability to take time off and is not being worked to exhaustion. So we just ask that the public be patient with our guards. They are trying to get you through the gate as quickly as they can, as professionally as they can, and as safely as they can. However, that does take a bit of time. We have some security measures at the gates that sometimes will take a bit of time to resolve for someone coming through. And those are there to keep us safe and to protect the installation, our families, and our soldiers.
Thank you. Yeah. Is there anything else you would like to add or share before we go?
I would just ask the public, if you see an MP directing traffic, please follow their instructions. It may not exactly align with what the traffic signal is saying, but when that MP's in the intersection, please do as they say and not as the light says.
That's a good advice. Thank you. All right, well, I hope you guys learned some more about our gates and gate changes. To stay up to date on gates and roads, please follow us on social media or check out the Fort Stewart website. Thank you, Major Vogel, for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure talking with you. I'm Kelsey Stieber, and that concludes this episode of the Martin Report. See you next week.
U.S. Army is enhancing security at Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield with the automated installation entry system, bringing smarter, faster, and safer access to our gates.
Using advanced handheld devices, our security personnel can now verify identities in real time, even when the visitor control center is closed. These devices tap into national law enforcement databases, checking federal and state records, DMV status, and more, all in about 45 seconds. Each gate is equipped with one handheld vetting device. If no issues are found, visitors may receive up to 180-day access to the installation. This works for family, rideshare services, food delivery, and MWR activities. If derogatory information is flagged, access will be denied and the visitor will be directed to the Visitor Control Center for further guidance.
Your safety is our mission. With AIE in-lane vetting, we're keeping our community secure, day and night.